Well, the shift is on in Sichuan from rescue to recovery now that the critical 72-hour window has closed following Saturday's quake. CRI's Li Jing has more.
Authorities say they managed to rescue around 150 people through the critical 72-hour window following the quake. Even though the so-called golden time for saving lives has come to pass, Officer Chen Yongjun says soldiers are still looking for victims while working to relocate people.
Our team has been dispatched to 5 towns. We reach every family to search for survivors, set up tents, as well as provide assistance to the injured.
Tents, cotton blankets, clothing, food and drinking water are being moved to affected areas, but resources are still in short for many. Chinese Air Force has been conducting airdrops to deliver food and water to thousands of homeless survivors. The initial 7-magnitude quake and its aftershocks severely damaged power and communication stations, cutting off electricity and phone services to many parts of the region. However, Xiao Chunquan with the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology says most communications services have now been restored.
The ministry has delivered 1,000 tents, medical and lighting equipment, as well as power generators to the area. We have also conducted operations to restore communications.
Martin Fowler with the International Federation of Red Cross says their focus now is to maintain basic sanitation and help people recover psychologically.
The next phase is a consolidation of what has been created so far. And this consolidation should concentrate mainly on hygiene activities. I think this can never be neglected, how important it is to also be together with the affected people and also look after their mental health. Sometimes it's also called mental first aid.
So far, no epidemics or public health emergencies have been reported in the quake zone. For CRI, this is Li Jing.